Hi guys, it's Donna Freeman. Of course, I've had technical difficulties. Right, one computer actually totally failed on me, and then we were frantically trying to get another one up and running. Anyway, lovely morning to be here with you. My name is Donna Freeman, and I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And this is the Yoga in My School podcast. It is a pleasure to be here with you today. And we are going to be chatting with the esteemed Joni, Joni Golta Commodore. And it is a pleasure to have her with us. She's had a wonderful, amazing career in the kids yoga community, and she will continue to serve there. But a lot of changes have happened in Joni's life over the last few years. And it is a pleasure to be able to connect with her and to chat with her about kind of the art of letting go and what some of these changes have entailed in her life and the process that has been and the things that she has learned through that. But before we get into that too much, I wanted to let you all know about a fabulous opportunity to come to Jamaica this November with myself for a full week. We're going from November 6th to the 13th. We're staying at a private villa up in the Jamaican jungle, away from the hustle and bustle. We're going to have chef-curated Jamaican cuisine and have morning and evening yoga sessions and daily outings to explore the island and refresh and renew. So it's going to be totally awesome. I'm really, really excited about it. And you can find all those details on my website, yogainmyschool.com. Just in the search, type in Jamaica, and you can find all the details there. All right. Fabulous. Now, also, be sure to share this podcast with others. That's how people find it. That's how they get to know about it. So if you're enjoying this conversation that we're having today with Joni, share it with others and let them know about the treasures that can be found on the internet. All right. So without further ado, let's bring Joni into the conversation. Joni, how's it going?
Hi, Donna. What a fun intro. I want to come to Jamaica.
Sounds great. I would love to have you in Jamaica. We could totally party for a week.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and sorry about the delay for starting and the confusion there. Like I said, I was frantic. I thought for sure my one computer would work. So at 5:02, I went, ta-da, and no, not working. I was like, what? No.
All good.
Working on my mindfulness. It's all good, right? The joy of alive.
It's so good. Yeah.
All right, my dear. So lots of things have been happening in your world. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I was thinking I was just thinking, Donna, that this is probably like our fourth or fifth, maybe fifth.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Time together in this space, and it's always so fun, and just thank you for having me, and for, you know, I think back to, you know, the first or the second and the different ways and the different stages and seasons that have been happening mm-hmm. in my life, and here we are at this one, the art of letting go.
Yes. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, I was thinking of that too. I was like, okay, well, we did one here about business, and we did one here about business, and we did one here,
yeah.
But there's so many fun things. And it's wonderful to, you know, it's so nice to be able to have that history and to look back and to watch growth and change happen and know that that is a natural part of life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So for the people listening who do not know who the amazing Joni Commodore is, can you give us a little bit of a background of who you are and how you've come to be where you're at today.
Yeah. Hi, new and old friends listening. Thank you. Let's see. Where to begin? The quick version is that as a teenager, I was introduced to yoga by my parents and fell in love with yoga and also simultaneously fell in love with children, specifically those with special needs, followed the path, right, followed the journey into a classroom where I got to actually teach first grade kids and then found Yoga for the Special Child with Sonia Sumar, got certified, fell in love, and I was very clear early on. This was back in 1998 when no one was really, I mean, there was a few, but there wasn't anywhere near where there is today of the kids yoga opportunities happening. And so I left the classroom, and with zero marketing or business background, I started Next Generation Yoga out of my small-ish New York City apartment. And again, this was back in 1998. Again, had zero clue what I was doing. I did have the smarts to enroll a business coach early on, which, again, I don't even think there was very many people business coaching back then, but I did hire someone early on to help me. And with his support, I actually grew my classes and my offerings, got a website, and outgrew my apartment, basically, and then opened up what was at the time the first kids yoga studio in the world. And so, you know, I've been on this journey and just following and, like, really just following and listening. And people ask me, how do you teach yoga to kids? And I was like, oh, I'm going to create a training. And this was back in 2001. Mm-hmm. And so we were also, you know, along with Yoga Kids and Marcia Wenig and Shakta Karakalsa of Radiant Child and Sonia Sumar of Yoga for the Special Child, were like one of the first kids yoga teacher trainings in the U.S. And so it was just this, like, this journey. I always just felt like I'm, like, on this yellow brick road and just following and listening and meeting people and getting questions and serving needs and having challenges and solving those problems. And so, yes, I've been on this path of yoga studio, of startup, of not really knowing what I was doing, of getting support, of figuring out, oh, teacher trainings, of partnering with other people, of offering workshops, of having more teachers join me, of creating curriculum, of selling products, of licensing. Yeah. I mean, so the journey, right? And videos and online programs, as you know so well. And fast forward to today, 2019, where I have just recently sold Next Generation Yoga. I had the company for 21 years and did, you know, great work with it, and feel really proud of the work that I've done in the world, and also the team that I have had the opportunity over the many years to work with. And this transition is probably my biggest transition that I've ever, probably as big as starting Next Generation Yoga, but maybe even a bit bigger, because it's this letting go now. It's different from building. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of the fast version of it, because, you know, there's so many details in 21 years, but for time purposes, that's pretty much been my journey.
Yeah. Well, it's quite amazing, right? And so, and I know numerous people have had very, you know, similar journeys where they've really poured their heart into a studio or into, you know, an offering or something like that. And then there's the letting go part. And we often don't think about the letting go and honoring it, but we're going to backtrack just a smidge, as it's because there's small letting goes that happen all the time. And over the past few years, you faced a number of health issues. Right, and you've taken time off. You've had a legs gig thing going on. Like there's
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what has that process of having some health issues? They force you to slow down, to kind of step back, in at least in the physical practice of yoga, and especially, you know, teaching. But what has that process taught you?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, health stuff, injuries, life challenges are all very, very influential as we go through life, whether we own our own business or whether we're working for someone else. But it's like, it really is the wake-up call I've found to be like, hold on, if I don't have my health, I don't have anything. And there have been, as you mentioned, several times where I've had injuries, chronic pain, injuries, more chronic pain, and have really had me look at do I want to be traveling every month leading a teacher training anymore? And that I got clear. I was like, actually, that's not sustainable for me. And so what that led me to do is shift the business model of me not being the only one running around to a different city each month and actually training other next generation yoga trainers to do that. So that was an opportunity for me to really scale the business, which was obviously at the time, and it still is, brilliant, right? So it worked out well. And then other things, I mean, I've had these two chronic shoulder things going on, and I mean, still to this day, I'm looking and I've got tape. I've got tape on my shoulders right now, whatever the, that's what's happening right now. But it's, you know, being on the computer and running a business is, you know, sitting in a chair or, you know, being like just having this position that is repetitive stress on the body. I mean, I'm also having some wrist thumb stuff going on right now. And granted, like I'm working way less right now. I mean, I am still consulting with Next Generation Yoga and Amy Lee, who is the new fabulous owner. But I am, you know, I'm still in this process of noticing how my body is responding to entrepreneuring. And, you know, there's something even just the working, I don't want to say pushing, but it's like the hustling of being an entrepreneur and like, so our body holds on to this energy of it. And so I really truly believe, Donna, and I know you and probably everyone wants to know, like, what Jody going to do next? And so, you know, a lot of my process right now is just this unwinding and this actually healing of my body and this not pushing and hustling for just a bit, because I do need, I want to experiment and experience what it's like to not be in that and see, will my body actually feel really good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I think that's all the dream. It's like, well, how do I get there?
A good question.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, how do we get there, right? That's a huge question. Like, how do we get there?
Yeah.
And in that balance, because so many of us, especially kids yoga instructors, there is a hustle. There is a, oh, I've got to go find classes and I want to do this and that, this other. Mm-hmm. And you coach people to help them to prioritize and to do that type of thing. And, you know, it's like, you know, there's only so many hours and so much energy. Where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I do want to talk about something that you did that was really interesting. Because you went, I don't want to say homeless, but you didn't have a fixed address.
Yes, home free.
And I don't know. Yeah, you're home free. There we go. Home free. That's better. Yeah, you were home free.
Yes.
And for many people in the Western world, they're like, say what? Like, what is that? Can you explain that process?
Yes, I would love to, and thank you. I'm such a, I love words and languaging, and the difference between being homeless and home free is way more empowering for me. And this was about 3+ years ago. Actually, it was around this time where I had put my stuff in storage. And by the way, like, this was not like one of those, I mean, it was a bit of a hell yes, but it was also like, oh my God, this is so confronting for me, because I am a tourist who really likes home and really likes the creature comforts. But I also was really clear that where I was at with my business was very, I was in a very good position in the sense where like I could work from anywhere, and I still actually, can do that obviously, but I created this business where it didn't matter where I was working from. And so I was like, I'm going to capitalize on this, and I'm going to go on an adventure tour, because I was really clear that I needed to get out of this comfort zone that I was in, and I really wanted to push my edges and experience what life would be like without the mundane, you know, and experience my life, you know, just different. And so I put all of my stuff in storage, and I put whatever I could fit into my car. with me, and I had plans to travel internationally, right? This is great. I had plans to go to Nicaragua. I was planning on going, you know, just a lot of different places, traveling. And literally, Donna, it was a week into this home free adventure tour experience. And I was driving up to Portland and I tore a tendon in my ankle on my driving foot. I like literally, by the time I got to Portland, I was at the doctor's office and he put me in a boot. And so it actually, one of those, you know, walking casts. And so like, you can't drive in one of those boots on your right foot. And so here we go. We make plans and God laughs. And it was just such like, oh my goodness. Okay. So I'm not going to Nicaragua. Actually, this was not a physical adventure tour. Well, it was a physical, but this was not about me, you know, bouncing around from, you know, traveling, but this is about like a mental adventure tour. This is about me really being okay with slowing down, because as we all know, injuries are our greatest teachers and they really, really, really require us to slow down. And so I basically got to be more still. I got to stay locally in the Bay Area and I stayed with friends. So I really had to ask for help because I couldn't drive. Going up and down stairs wasn't really convenient. Schlepping my stuff in and out of my car was not exactly fun. So But I hung in there and I did it for 8 months and it was great. And I only, you know, landed in a home again when I was ready. And I really just, I found that time actually, even though it was difficult because life can be difficult, it was perfect. And I got so much from it. Yeah.
Nice. I love that. You made all these plans. Like, isn't that just priceless? That is exactly how life works. And then it's like, yeah, no, you're not going to go on that path.
Yeah.
You're going to go
yeah, no.
over here
yeah,
and
no.
you're going to have to figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Great. All right. Now tell me about, you just sent me your bio. And
yes.
in preparation for this interview, so if people who are listening, there is prep that goes on, and we chat with each other before we actually get together here and do this live and on air. And you sent me your bio, and I noticed in your bio, and I sent you back a question about this, that you're referring to yourself as Jody Golda Commator. Can you explain the Golda?
Yes, I can happily explain the Golda. Thank you. I appreciate you asking. So Golda is my Hebrew name. And and for those of you who may or may not know, but Golda Meir was the first female prime minister of Israel and like a super powerful human being with great influences on the country. And so she's definitely an archetype that I channel. And I feel like, Donna, with this time that I'm going through with the letting go of Next Generation Yoga and this dismantling of a 21-year identity of being Jody Commator, the founder of Next Generation Yoga, the author of The Completest Guide to Yoga with Kids, and all the other, you know, things that have gone on as Jody Commator.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being Jody Commator, and I've just been embracing, actually it's been about the last almost 3 years that I've been using the name Golda. And so in my personal world, when I meet people for the first time, or if I'm going to order food and they ask me my name, I'll use the name Golda. And I love it. And to me, it is me in my higher self. It's me in my healthy self. It's me in my power. And I love the name. I love who it represents. And so I'm using the name Golda, and then, of course, because professionally I just want to hang on to the name Jody, I have put the two names together, and I'm using Jody Golda. And to me, I love the way it sounds. It just rolls off my tongue really nicely. And so, yeah, that's for Jody Golda Thumbs. It's part of a new identity.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's, you know, part of letting go is also stepping into newness. right?
Yeah.
Like there's that always happens. Like you have to take this time to release the old dreams and to acknowledge the work and the effort and the completion, and then open yourself up to what's next. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely process.
Yeah. Yeah, and the cool thing, Donna, is like being in this space of like new beginnings, it's like we can create and be whoever we want, right? And that's what's really like exciting. I mean, super unknown and scary, but at the same time, I've got a big white canvas in front of me. And so why not just take a new name with it?
Love it. We're starting fresh.
Me too.
Let's start fresh.
We're starting fresh. Yeah.
Lovely. All right. So I talked about it a little bit before, just kind of touched on it, but some people may not know about your work with the business of kids yoga. Okay.
Yeah.
Your coaching system. So can, or the biz of kids yoga. Sorry, I'll get that right. The biz of kids yoga. Can you tell people a little bit about that and what that does?
Yeah, I would love to. And actually, the Biz of Kids Yoga, I started this micro brand, gosh, it's over 6 years ago, but was actually, you mm-hmm. know, one of the inspirations for me recognizing that it might be time to transition with NGY, because I was falling in love with mentoring and coaching yoga and mindfulness professionals and helping other people to have a successful business similar to what I've done with NGY. And so the Biz of Kids Yoga is it's online. It's a collaborative, non-competitive group of like-minded professionals. So everyone's in the yoga and mindfulness children's space. And it's an offering where we really support each other with resources. We support each other with feedback, with like whatever anyone is going through, there's support there. And so there's an online forum for that. And then I'm basically doing private coaching through the Biz of Kids Yoga, as well as there's group programs as well. There's a 6-week course going on, and then there's also a group mastermind. I have some ebooks around the Biz of Kids Yoga, and I do have an idea, planting a little seed here. I'm curious if anyone has any feedback on this, to have a retreat, a conference, a something for the Biz of Kids Yoga, where kids yoga and mindfulness teachers can come together and learn and, you know, be together, because it's not very often mm-hmm. that we get to do that. There's obviously the National Kids Yoga Conference with a wide variety of topics, but this would be more specific to the business side of things. So, yeah, so that's been
go.
Like my baby, my second baby for mm-hmm. the last 6+ years. Yeah, great.
Well, then I love how, you know, this art of letting go. As you've spoken, I've noticed that one of the themes is that you've started things a number of years ago, right? Yes, Next Generation Yoga was like 25 years ago. It was like forever ago.
Yeah.
But other
yeah.
seeds that you're carrying forward started like 3, 4, 6 years ago, and you felt that transition. So it wasn't abrupt, this letting go, which is a lovely, you know, it's the evolution of letting go.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, and I remember just in terms of like working with a therapist over this, because it's, you know, it is emotional, and it's important to actually respect and honor the transitions, right? Because they've been a part of my life for so long. And so, yeah, it's not just a quick like, see ya, but it is, it's a mm-hmm. slow transition, and it's a slow to build and slow to transition.
Yeah. And so I know that behind the scenes, what was it, in May, Amy Lee stepped in to take over, and you guys did about a month transition there. And how did that go? Right? How did things go? A lot of us business people who were like, yeah, I'd love to transition. I'd love to work myself out of a job. Right? But I can
yeah.
see that sometimes being a little bit challenging.
Actually, Donna, this has been like one of the most graceful experiences of my life. And I called it in and I really, you know, I made the announcement publicly that NGY was for sale in August 2018. And when I made the announcement public, there was a ton of people contacting me. I had numerous dozens of conversations with wonderful people, many strong prospects. And, you know, that part was a bit challenging because a lot of start stop. It's like, oh my God, this person is perfect. And then they would, you know, for whatever reason, like it's not the right time, or, oh my God, you know, like this person is perfect. And then they say to me like, oh, I didn't get the bank loan. So anything was a very challenging experience. And then in January of 2019, of this year, end of January, Amy Lee contacted me and she's like, I'm interested. And I told her, I said, listen, Amy, I said, I am so happy to go down this path with you. And I just want to say, like, I'm really looking for an easy, graceful sale and transition. And I might even throw in quick in there, because I'd been out actually trying to sell the business for a bit of time, even before the office announcement. Yeah. And so Amy Lee was just like, great, let's. And we just had, you know, probably about three long conversations. And then she flew out to the Bay Area and we met in person and we had a, you know, a nice 3.5-hour lunch. And, you know, things just have been really, really, really wonderful and easy with her. We signed. I had asked her, like, hey, can we try to sign the contract by April 24th, which was my 45th birthday, with the plan to close on May 1st. And we made that happen. Thank you, lawyers. They cooperated well with us. But, I mean, everything has just been, like, we're not trying to cutthroat each other. We're, like, let's make this a very, like, pleasant, joyful, fun, loving, kind experience. Because I told her, I was like, I want to see her win in 5-10 years from now. Like, yeah. I want to be rooting for her. Because the littlest thing, you know, could make you be, like, grumble about the other person. But we've been wonderful. And so I'm actually still, Donna, on board until the end of July, consulting with her and the community and the team and just helping with the transition. So a total of 3 months transition time, which feels really great. And we get on calls, video calls twice a week and, you know, obviously plenty of emails and text messages in between, but it's been a wonderful experience. One that, like I said, like both of us set the intention to have.
That's wonderful. All right. We are out of time, Jody. It's been lovely talking with you. Oh, my goodness. I wish you all the best in all your future endeavors. And thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Jody Golda.
Thank you, Donna.
This has been the Yoga in My School podcast. My name is Donna Freeman. Thanks for listening, guys. Namaste.